Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
This is Bible Call Tape number 129, The Purposes of the Old and the New Testament. A great deal of the religious division and confusion in the world today is caused by a general lack of knowledge about the purpose and intent of the two major divisions of the Bible, the Old and the New Testaments. The Old Testament is revelation and law from God, covering about the time from the creation of the earth to the time of Jesus' death on the cross. The New Testament is revelation and law from God, covering about the time from Jesus' birth to his future or his second coming. It tells us that his son Jesus came, lived, died, and arose so that believers on Jesus as the Christ might have eternal life. The New Testament also tells us, by both command and recorded example, how we are to worship God today. The two portions of God's will are so closely related, it can be said about them that the old is the new concealed, and the new is the old revealed. The Old Testament was preparatory, temporary, and limited. The New Testament is complete, eternal, and universal. The Old Testament promised a New Testament, reading back in Jeremiah 31 and verse 31. The prophet Isaiah spoke of the days to come when the new law would go forth in Jerusalem, Isaiah the second chapter, verses 2 through 4. In the New Testament, the Apostle Paul stated that the law of Moses had been given until the seed, which is Christ Jesus, had come. Study Galatians, the third chapter, verses 19 through 27. The New Testament is the will of Christ. Its seal is Jesus' blood, as Paul writes in Hebrews 9, verses 15 through 17. The testator of this will is Jesus, God's Son. The inheritance is heaven. The terms are our faith and obedience. The period of probation is the Christian age, which will end when Christ returns. The beneficiaries are all men who accept the terms, and the executors of the will are the apostles. This will could not come of force until Jesus' death. In Hebrews, the ninth chapter, verse 16, it says, "For where a testament is, there must of necessity be the death of him that made it." Jesus' death marked the end of the old and the beginning of the new. For, reading in Hebrews, the 10th chapter, verse 9, "He takes away the first that he may establish the second." Christians are discharged from the law and are joined to Christ, as Paul writes in Romans 7, verses 4 through 6. Since the time of the cross, even now in this Christian age, men live under the law of Christ rather than under the law of Moses, as in the Old Testament times, John chapter 1, verse 17. Christ fulfilled the old covenant, or the law of Moses. He nailed it to his cross and ended it there. You will probably want to study Luke, the 24th chapter, verse 24, and Colossians 2 and verse 14. Thus, no portion of the Old Testament binds us today. Even the Ten Commandments have been replaced by better requirements. To illustrate this statement regarding the seventh commandment, where Jesus, during his Sermon on the Mount, commanded, "Ye have heard that it was said by them of old time, Thou shalt not commit adultery. But I say unto you that whoso looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart." To return to the old law, that is, to ban parts of the old law on Christians, is to say that Christ died for nothing. Study Galatians, the second chapter, verse 21. It is to be severed from Christ and fall from grace, Galatians 5 and verse 4. It is to return to sin and death, Romans 8 and verse 2. And it is to sink back into perdition, Hebrews 10 and verse 39. The following are some comparisons between the Old Testament and the New Testament. Death versus life, as recorded in 2 Corinthians, the third chapter, verses 6 through 8. Bondage versus freedom, as given in Galatians 5 and verse 1. The Old Testament was to the Jews only, Malachi 4 and verse 4, while the New Testament is to all men, Matthew 28 verses 18 to 20. Temporal versus eternal, Galatians the 3rd chapter verse 19, and Matthew 24 and verse 35. The Old Testament was carnal versus the New Testament, which is spiritual, Hebrews 9 and verse 10, and John 4 verses 23 to 24. There was continued guilt under the Old Testament versus pardon under the New Testament, Romans 8 and verse 2, and Hebrews 9 verses 12 through 14. If it has been taken away and no longer applies to modern man, then of what use is the Old Testament today? Well, from it comes the inspired record of the creation, the history of man, and his need for a Savior, and the wonderful prophecies of Christ. Christians are to recognize the Old Testament as the inspired Word of God and use it for learning, for admonition, and for comfort. But they must not, however, use it for their law. Study Romans the 15th chapter and verse 4 and 1 Corinthians the 10th chapter and verse 11. The law we are to follow today consists of Jesus' commandments, the apostles' directions, and the examples of the early Christians as they lived under the direct tutorship of the inspired apostles. May God bless you as you continue your studies in His revealed will, the Bible.